Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I kind of got stuck this week when I was trying to think of a topic.
You got stuck?
I got stuck.
I sent you all those ideas.
I know. I got distracted by a waterfowl.
So great. Now we're in a sticky situation.
Yes, we are.
How are we going to overcome this?
I don't know, but the music's still playing.
I know. I love it.
I know. And Dave left.
Dave left.
We could just sing along for a while.
Well, we do need to fill in some time. So.
Do you know how to work that machine over there?
I'm not sure which one turns it down.
I don't either. Okay. So anyway.
Take the mic. I'm going to try.
So, today we have a trivia question from Random Facts. And thank you, Joe. You know, I'm so glad you were here to fix that.
You know, it just stuck to me, that's all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're so good at fixing things. Anyway, our trivia question for the day from Random Facts and Useless Trivia.
Excellent.
Yes. What item can you use to hem your jeans, remove lint, hide a car key, catch flies, and make temporary roof shingles?
Duct tape?
Of course.
What?
Yeah, you can use duct tape for anything, because if it can't be fixed by duct tape, it's broke.
It's broke.
So our theme for today is duct tape.
Sweet!
Or is it duct tape? Is it quack quack duct tape or duct tape?
And the answer is yes.
Okay. Well, actually, from ideafinder.com.
Uh-oh.
Duct tape is well known as one of the most versatile forms of tape, but what was its original name?
All right, now you got to follow along with this one. Duct tape, under quotes, duct tape was originally created in 1942 for the military to seal ammunition boxes. Its waterproof qualities led to its name, duct tape, because it repelled water like ducks' feathers do. Following World War II, people used a versatile tape to connect duct work in home and buildings, and it eventually became known as duct tape.
Ah, so you're right. It was both.
Aye.
So, I have an announcement.
Uh-huh.
Top five, you know, our wonderful top five thing?
Yes, top five.
Well, it's gone. Yes.
A moment of sad.
I know. Chris, our dear friend Chris White, sold top5.com domain name.
Bummer.
Yes. So, luckily, there is still a top five list, but it's now called humorlabs.com.
Humor Labs.
Humor Labs. Yeah, those are funny big yellow dogs that retrieve humor. Things. No.
When you said Humor Labs, the first thing that came to mind is gerbils and, you know, little...
Humor Labs. Well, maybe. Chris has spent a fair amount of time in a cage running on a wheel. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, but top five, Humor Labs, a.k.a. Humor Labs, is it's changed its name, and it's on hiatus.
Hiatus.
Hiatus. So I had to be very creative this week.
Okay.
And from edicionsub.com.
Wow.
I don't have any idea what that is. EDICIONSUB.com.
It's a Spanish version.
Okay.
Edicion.
I found the top sayings about duct tape.
Excellent.
Yes.
So number 14.
If, oh, that's you. You're purple.
Oh.
I'm not.
You're supposed to tell people
script.
That on the
script
air.
The script is coded purple and not purple. You're purple.
Number 14. If it's stuck and it's not supposed to be, WD-40. If it's not stuck and it's supposed to be, duct tape.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a duct tape haiku.
Uh-huh.
Duct tape is a tool, for it fixes sandals, gold, beaches here I come. By Sean Holloway. Oh, my.
Number 12. Duct tape is like the Force. It has a light side and a dark side, and it holds the universe together.
Dun, dun. 11. Once trust is broken, not even duct tape can fix it.
True.
True.
Number 10. If a woman's mind were made of duct tape, I would at least have a slight chance of understanding her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The following moving on. Comment.
Moving on to number 9.
Number 9.
A rich person is rich in proportion to the number of things he or she has duct taped.
Or lack of.
I guess it's just reverse proportional.
Yes,
anyway. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you have duct tape, you ain't rich.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people see broken things as trash. I see broken things as, say, get the duct tape.
Yep.
There.
7. Most people duct tape where the problem is. I duct tape where the problem will be.
Ooh.
Preventative maintenance. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Being foresightful.
Yeah.
Don't open the doors. The mind, once expanded with the knowledge of duct tape, never returns to its original size. Yes.
The true leader always has duct tape.
That's just wrong in too many ways. 4, too much of anything is bad, but too much of good duct tape is barely enough.
3, anything worth doing is worth doing with duct tape.
2, to err is human, to repair with duct tape, divine.
And if it ain't broke, it just lacks duct tape.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Duct tape.
Okay, this is one of the weirdest topics we've had.
I like it.
And
though.
Where'd it come from?
Duct tape?
No, the topic.
I don't know.
You? I sent you a text and said, Joe, what should we talk about on our show? And you named off 100 things, and one of them was duct tape. And I thought, I'll call your bluff.
Duct tape has been used in so many things. I mean, look at they have the annual competition now where the girls make dresses and
yes.
the guys make suits out of duct tape.
Yes, and we have all of that here.
Now
so
we have
don't give away the rest of the script, Joe.
Colored duct tape?
Yes, we do. Really cool colored duct tape. And patterned duct tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pattern
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Give me the military camouflage.
Woo-hoo! Ooh.
From Dumb Criminals, from dumbcriminals.com. Out of duck, out of luck. I don't even know where this is going, but it already sounds bad.
Just read it.
When robbers wear masks, are they really trying to hide their face? Aren't they really just trying to hide their shame? Maybe their sadness or their anger as well. Actually, it's more of their shame, really.
According to Ananova, a man in Kentucky tried to rob a store with a mask made entirely out of duct tape.
That's right. He did it himself. He wrapped his own head in duct tape, and he wasn't a fraternity or a loading dock with a bunch of drunken co-workers or a bait shop office supply store.
According to the story, the man tried to rob the store, and the owner chased him, tackled him, and held him in a chokehold. He managed to keep the robber in submission until police could deliver the 3-count.
News crews actually caught him on camera with a head full of duct tape, and he actually denied being the duct tape bandit. He's actually the duct tape robber. Big different, right, folks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wouldn't that hurt, getting that off of your face?
Oh, don't.
Ow. Ooh. That would be punishment enough.
Bet you he doesn't have any hair left.
Ooh, no. Mm. Ooh. Anyway, we have story time.
Okay.
I found some duct tape facts.
Duct tape facts.
Duct tape. There's more facts about duct tape than there was about peeps. Nope. You missed the peep show that Dave did for you. But we had a plethora of peep facts.
Probably it's a good thing I wasn't here. I've
yeah.
probably been laughing too.
Yes, but we have duct tape facts. This is from computersite.com.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Duct tape was invented in the 20s by MMM, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. And around 1942, during World War II, Johnson & Johnson manufactured a military tape used for keeping water out of ammunition boxes. It was first called duct tape. Because water rolled off it like off a duck's back.
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers taped their jeeps, guns, and planes together with it. Okay, they didn't tape their guns to their jeeps, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Duct tape is strong enough to...
If it worked.
Duct tape is strong enough to pull cars out of ditches. It's strong because it's made in 3 layers. The top layer is plastic, second layer is cloth mesh, and the third layer is the sticky part.
Yep.
Duct tape is usually packaged in plastic to keep the rolls from sticking together and forming a duct tape skyscraper.
True. You can make almost anything but a spaceship out of duct tape.
Hey.
And you may see that in the future. Aha, see? Tuxedos, prom dresses, handbags, shoes, wallets, and belts have all been made out of duct tape. The tape is often used to fix cars. Famous people who have found unusual use for the duct tape include Red Green, my favorite.
What did they use it for?
Red Green was a, real quick, he was a Canadian humorist, and one of his favorite statements is, if can't find you beautiful, at least they find you handy. You know, duct tape is his ultimate answer for everything.
Okay.
Great show. The A-Team and MacGyver.
Of course, MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Yeah. And some people wrap their tennis balls in duct tape to influence their movement.
Yeah.
Never mind. Duct tape comes in many colors. White, yellow, green, beige, black, the familiar silver, blue, olive, camouflage, red, orange, fluorescent, and transparent. And now it comes in patterns.
And pink.
I went to Flower Factory.
It comes in pink.
Do you know what Flower Factory is?
I've not been to Flower Factory.
Flower Factory is a big wholesale place. And they had duct tape in everything you could imagine. Little smiley faces and little plaid and all kinds of cool stuff.
You just got to love it.
I do. I love it.
At the website stuckatprom.com.
Stuckatprom.com.
Stuckatprom. 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 You can enter to win a scholarship to college. First, you must make a prom clothes out of the duct tape. Once you've attended a prom, you're ready to enter the contest. Be sure to take lots of photos.
Oh, my. A movie was made about duct tape, if you can believe it. Okay, this man has walked in the studio. He's dressed like he's going to a safari, and he's taking our picture. Did we turn into wild animals and not realize it? Hi, John. How you doing?
Crocky, we're watching him in the
so
native.
So he waved at us. This is radio, and he waved at us.
Crocky, he's right in the native country environment. Look at these animals on the radio.
Anyway, the movie about duct tape is called Duct Tape Forever. It involves a damaged car and a quest to win a festival contest with a sculpture made of duct tape.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps you'd rather watch Finding Nemo.
Yes. America has turned to duct tape to help in protecting against attacks from terrorists. Whether the attack is chemical or biological or radiological, duct tape can help. According to CNN, after Fire Administrator David Paulson outlined a list of items that might be useful in home protection, sales of duct tape soared.
Hmm. Duct tape is used by NASA engineers. In 1970, the space program's Apollo 13 flight suffered a near disaster when they tried to make square filters fit into round holes in the lunar module.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, Apollo 13 had duct tape on board, and the astronauts soon found a way to use the tape along with other items to fix the problem and save the lives of the astronauts.
I didn't see that in Apollo 13.
That was a movie, honey.
Yeah, but they should have used the duct tape.
Uh-huh. They would have had to pay duct tape company a lot of money.
There probably. You go. If you're troubled by warts, just grab your roll of duct tape.
Ow!
Yes, duct tape can cure warts. You just put a piece of the tape over the wart and keep it there for about a week. Should it not work, try again. And tell your friends it's none of their business what's it there for. It
depends where your wart is.
Yeah. Once the treatment's over, soak the wart in water, and after it's dry, gently rub it with an emery board or a pumice stone until it is gone.
I guess the duct tape just scares it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dries it out.
Oh, we already did that one. We have some jokes.
Okay.
From OctaneCreative.com.
Octane Creative? That's a new one.
Yes, it is a new one. And it's mostly about science kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So, what do they call duct tape in Kentucky?
Chrome? Oh.
I know. Isn't that good? And this wonderful website, wonderful website.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to make a comment about that?
Just thinking about that.
Chrome.
Kentucky and Chrome.
Chrome. There we go. Did you know you can do practical jokes with duct tape?
Oh, no.
Yes. We have a number of them here.
Cool.
Get your pencils and pens out, folks, and take notes because
you're about to have some fun.
Yes, we are.
All right. Sinking chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Here's a fun and safe prank to pull on coworkers in an office setting. Most office dwellers have chairs that use a pneumatic piston to control the height. They are also designed to use a person's weight to affect a downward adjustment. While your coworkers are away from their desks, take a strip of the duct tape and tape the height adjuster level to the bottom of the seat. This effectively locks the piston into the adjust mode. When they sit down, their weight will cause the chair to bottom out quickly. The look of utter confusion are priceless. Extra points to brave individuals who pull this one on their boss.
That's funny. And what they failed to mention is then when you stand up, it rises again. You sit down and it goes down again. That's funny.
There's a quick side story there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bar up in Milwaukee called the Safe House. And in this bar, it is based on spies. So you get into this bar, you have to know the right word, and you have to find the entrance.
Oh.
But if you get in there, there's a bar, and it's an L-shaped bar. But the corner bar stool sinks slowly.
Oh.
So you get the drunkest person in your group, you put them on the bar stool.
And they think they're shrinking?
And as you're talking to them, first they're looking down on you. And as they shrink, all of a sudden they're looking up on you. And the confusion look on their face is priceless, because it's like, this chair sinks so slow.
That's funny.
It's hilarious. I mean, it's just...
You know when you hit the ground, you've had too much to drink?
Yeah.
There you go.
By the time you're looking up at somebody, you're like, how am I looking up at this person when I was just looking down at
probably
them?
Probably works better if you give them drinks the whole time. Yeah, okay. Anyway, it our does. Second practical joke.
Okay,
the
second
one. The duct tape wall.
Uh-huh.
This works well for college pranks and in general with doors that open inward to the poor person being trapped inside.
Uh-huh.
Cover the entire doorway, or at least a significant amount of it, with duct tape so that when the occupant inside opens their door, all they see is a sticky wall of duct tape they must get through somehow. A funny gotcha sign stuck to the inside of the wall before the wall's completion also adds some humor. Is that funny? That's just nasty.
That's just wrong in all the right ways. Bathroom water issues.
Yeah.
Go to one of those bathrooms that have the sensor toilets and put a piece of duct tape over the sensor so that the toilet never flushes.
That's awful.
Or put it over the sensor on the sink so the water is always on.
Ah, that's disgusting. Mouse troubles.
Uh-huh.
For coworkers or friends who use computers, put a strip of duct tape over the mouse ball or optical sensor on the computer mouse. And when they try to use the mouse, it won't work.
Yeah, surprise.
And I'll change the batteries and it still won't work. And
the problem is once they find a problem and move the duct tape,
yeah,
they got the sticky stuff still on the sensor, so they got to clean it.
Okay, so these are stupid practical jokes.
That's a stupid one.
Okay. This one I like.
Shower surprise. Ingredients: duct tape, plastic bag, shower head, and a victim. You have to stay up late and make sure you don't wake up your victim. Take the plastic bag and tape it around the shower head. Make sure that it is tight. Then just wait for the unsuspecting person to try and take a shower.
Here's a noisy joke.
Okay.
Sneak up to someone's house in the middle of the night and duct tape their doorbell down. That works assuming they have a bell that keeps making noise when the button is depressed. If not, you can tape down the trigger on an air horn and toss it on their roof. That's just wrong. Duct tape. Practical jokes that'll get your butt kicked. This one's my favorite, Joe.
I'm almost afraid to read this. Condiment commode. Commode.
Yes.
Take a ketchup packet, honey packet, mustard packet, or any other individually packet, potentially squirting mess, and fold it. Then duck it to the rim under the pad that separates the toilet seat from the toilet. When the potential subject sits down on the seat, they will receive a condiment surprise.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
That's just so wrong. Here's a sink sprayer shower.
Okay.
The idea was sent anonymously because the boss still doesn't know who did it. These folks. Every morning, the boss gets to work about 20 minutes before the other employees and puts on the coffee. Before leaving the office the previous night, the prankster took a small strip of black duct tape and taped it to the sink sprayer handle in the on position and aimed the sprayer so it would hit the boss square in the chest. The next morning, the employees were welcomed by their boss sporting a huge watermark on his suit and a big "you got me" grin on his face. That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, where's my cat when I need it? TP trailer. Now, take a 6-foot piece of toilet paper and attach a piece of duct tape to one end. Half of the tape on the toilet paper, half hanging off the roll. Place the paper and the tape sticky side up on the floor at the entrance of the bathroom. When your victim steps on the tape, they will be dragging the toilet paper around on their shoe.
For a long time.
Oh, what was that movie?
There was a movie about that?
Yes, there was a movie where Jackie Gleason goes into the bathroom. And as he comes out of the bathroom, the toilet paper is stuck in his belt. And so he walks through the bar and the toilet paper's continue.
With a tail? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It was called Smokey and the Bandit.
I remember Smokey and the Bandit. Yes. I don't remember that part of it.
Yes, because that's where he asked Junior, "Do you want anything? I have some hush puppies, Daddy. We ain't got time for no hush puppies." I've never seen a movie in my life. Anyway,
I like this one.
Okay.
This next one. It's called Invisible Door.
Invisible Door.
Yes. You duct tape saran wrap in the doorway of a very dimly lit room. And you put the duct tape around the edges. And then you wait for some unsuspecting victim to try to enter the room. Bump!
It's worse than walking through a spider web. Rooftop soda.
I love this one.
Now,
love this one.
You secure a 32-ounce soda cup. It's got to be a red soda cup.
Red solo cup.
It's got to be a red solo,
cup and duct tape, and my life is complete.
I'm telling you, red solo cup, baby.
Yeah.
How can you get such a stupid song to be so successful?
I don't know.
I love it. Secure a 32-ounce red solo cup to the top of your car, top of the car, with duct tape on the bottom of the cup. As if you had left it there by mistake. Drive merrily along with the radio loud so you can't hear people yelling to get your drink off the car.
Merrily. You have to drive merrily along. Merrily I like that along. Part. Yes.
When they point and wave and like they're waving at you, smile and wave back. You would not believe the reactions to this in traffic. People go get out of their vehicle, tap on the window to tell you about the cup.
Oh, my. That's fun.
Red Solo cup.
Yeah.
I tape you up.
No. There you go.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good one. Mm-hmm. I tape you up. I like it.
I know. Hey, I'm just on the fly like that.
That's a good one.
I can do that. Yes. I remember a story about someone with going on the fly with duct tape.
I have to tell you this little story.
Yeah. Joe, I'll set it up.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, Joe and I used to be in an improv troupe called Out of the Blue, where we used to do little games and skits and make things up on the spot.
Yes.
In front of people.
And we had to be fast.
And we had to be very fast. And so I don't really, it was good, bad, ugly, right?
The game that we were played was called Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yes.
Kat was playing the person of the good. We had a young lady between Kat and I was placing the bad, and I was the ugly. And how this game
no
worked,
offense, but, you know, yeah.
Life imitates art. Art imitates life. Anyways, the way it works is that you go out and you ask a question, a spontaneous question to the audience, and then they give you the question, and then the first person, this being Kat, would give a good answer.
Yes, a good answer.
Then the second person would give the bad answer.
Kind of a bad answer.
And then I got to give the ugly answer.
And the question was?
The question that we had got that day was, I have cat fur all over my house. What is a good way of taking care of this fur so that I don't have this cat fur all over my house?
Yes, and I think the good answer, I think I suggested vacuuming daily.
Vacuuming daily and then grooming the cat.
Grooming the cat, yes. Yes.
And I cannot remember what the bad was.
The bad, I think vacuuming the cat was the bad.
Boy, it had been, yeah, vacuuming the cat. That's exactly right. It was vacuuming the cat. And so now it's my turn as the ugly. And my mind being where it goes, I yelled, duct tape. And people looked at me like I was stupid.
There was no sound from the audience at all. There just was like, what?
And after a momentary pause, I explained, see, if you take duct tape and you wrap it around the cat, then there is no cat fur. Therefore, it can't go all over the house. Therefore, you don't have to worry about sweeping it up or doing everything else. And then I added for spontaneous information, I said, if you're really good, as you're duct taping the cat, put a little handle on the back up made of duct tape. That way you can just carry the cat around as well. That got us a good 5-minute laugh.
Did you mention this was in a church that we did this?
This was in a church.
And then the ASPCA came and we never saw Joe again. Hence why we no longer do improv.
Not quite the truth,
but it's just so not right.
But it was a good answer.
I guess. It was fun. It was very funny. It was very funny. It just kind of rolled right off your tongue, like maybe you'd done it before.
You should have seen the crowd when I yelled, duct tape. They looked at me like I was the stupidest person this side of the Mason-Dixie line. And then after I explained why, they were just laughing.
And they all began to pray.
Yeah. And then they realized I really was the stupidest person this side. No.
No. And you know, at that same church that we used to attend, there was a person, and her job was to make wallets out of duct tape.
Ah.
And she did. She made wallets and purses and all kinds of stuff, because you know how your wallet gets all kind of ragtaggy and nasty and everything?
Yep.
And tears? You can't hurt a duct tape wallet.
But see, you gave me an idea today that I didn't think about when I came up with that answer originally.
Uh-oh. You're going to go home and duct tape your cat, aren't you?
No. I'm not going to duct tape my cat. But I like the idea that now I don't have to say that it was duct tape, that it was chrome duct tape.
Yes, you chromed your cat.
I chromed my cat. Because that's what they call it down in Kentucky.
Yes, they do. So, I understand that.
So now I can call it that I chromed my cat.
Uh-huh. And maybe only, I should do that.
And only us on this radio show know what we're talking about.
I should do that. You know, I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Aye.
And it says Stratus on the back.
Okay.
And it's chrome, the little Stratus words. And the letters are peeling. And it's interesting because as I drive down the street and I drive past other Dodge Stratuses, their chrome on their Stratus letters is peeling.
Consistently. Yeah.
So I went and I got some silver paint and I painted, and now part of the letters are shiny and part of them are kind of dull. But I think I'm going to cut out some duct tape. And,
you need to do a Kentucky version of it.
I could do that. Yes. I could re-chrome my thing. Oh, anyway. Did you know that there are events about duct tape?
Yes, I did actually. And unfortunately, it's in Ohio.
Yes, it is.
From ducttapefestival.com.
Not just ducttape.com. There is actually a website, ducttapefestival.com.
This free festival takes place Friday, June 15th through Sunday, June 17th in Avon, Ohio, the duct tape capital of the world and home of duct tape brand Duct Tape.
Say that again.
Home of the duct tape brand Duct Tape brand tape brand Duct Tape. It celebrates everything duct tape, including the duck brand palette of more than 35 colors and prints, especially our popular animal-inspired zigzag zebra.
Ooh, zigzag zebra.
Spotted leopard.
Ooh.
And pink zebra duck patterns.
Ooh, pink zebra?
Pink zebra.
Because my girls, their bedroom is done in pink zebra. So when I tape their mouths shut, it will... No, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. No, Child Services is not going to be after me. Kidding.
I'll
just fix their... But anyway, when does this happen?
This Father's Day weekend typically draws more than 40,000 duct tape enthusiasts from around the world. With no admission or parking fees...
You're kidding.
The festival is low cost and high adventure. The first 500 attendees each day of the festival each receive a free roll of...
Duct tape. Oh my gosh. Events include a scavenger hunt throughout the festival grounds for duct tape, a stylish duct tape fashion show, one-of-a-kind parade floats made with duct tape, and life-size duct tape sculptures, and even an enormous duct tape elephant, because whose life is not complete without having seen a duct tape elephant?
It just goes along with keeping the fur from getting on the house.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, like we said, they give you a free roll of duct tape for the first 500 attendees a day, and then there's a parade on Saturday.
Ah,
featuring the floats.
And
these floats are normally made by the local business people and/or organizations.
I gotta go. I gotta go to that. I found sort of an Irish blessing.
Okay.
From the very Irish website of FredTalk.com.
Okay, Fred Talk.
Yes. And our little thought for the day is silence is golden.
Duct tape is silver.
Or pink zebra. Yes.
Woo-hoo!
That's all we have for today. That was a fun show.
That was good.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Stuck with each other.
Yes, we are. But together we're also Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.
I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I struck right by with my tail in the air.